Blog Talk Radio.
Melissa Cantrella on Truth Be Told Radio. And what I'm going to do for you next is play another song from that was Go Fishing That, so I'm going to play another song for them. And this one is called The Bible Book Bop here on Truth Be Told Radio.
Bop, 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 Bible book. Bop, 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 Bible book. Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
That was the bio book bop here on Truth Be Told Radio. Thanks for listening, and now I'm going to play a song. This one's called A Simple Love Story by Shannon.
Union with Jesus Christ in his dying is the key to putting to death the deeds of the body. Our old self was crucified with him in order that something practical might flow from that glorious union with Christ in his dying. How do you get unified with Christ? Faith alone, apart from works of the law, unites you with Jesus so that he becomes your righteousness and your pardon and your death. So that something practical might succeed in your life, namely the putting to death of what is dead. That's Christianity.
Didn't resurrect your soul, a smart man can't, but Christ will to conduct a heart transplant. I'm living proof of his spiritual maintenance. I'm now revering his patience, fearing his greatness. See, all believers have truly died ourselves, cause when Christ died, we were crucified as well. So our old body of sin can be done away with. What a great gift, he's begun the facelift.
Yeah.
But just as Jesus rose from the dead, we too are in the newness of life in union with Christ.
Amen.
In the past, my master was sin, in a tract of my skin, but I no longer have to give in.
Yeah.
His word told me he changed me with his might, so I could be holy and blameless in his sight. I was first regarded as a turkey pardon, but I'm confident he'll finish the work he started modestly. In all honesty, Christ lived flawlessly. He's the motor, I'm his pottery. He set me apart from the sons of destruction. He's perfected my heart, it's under construction. Praise God, if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Praise God, if you're a saint that is saved, then you're being changed by his sanctification. Praise God, if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Bless the Lord, if you're a saint that is saved, then you're being changed by his sanctification. Christ doesn't just save us for forgiveness of sins. He takes us to shape us into an image of him.
Yeah.
Christ fulfilled the law when we were doomed with Satan, so believers get his righteousness from imputation. Now there's no condemnation for his consecrated.
Amen.
I know the process dated seems complicated, but it's the Holy Spirit's key medication. All by his washing and regeneration, he takes worms and maggots and turns their habits. I once cursed with madness, I now serve with gladness.
Come on.
Tell me, who else can take vessels of strife and then transform them into stencils of Christ?
Nobody.
Who else can take these random goons and then breathe life into abandoned tombs?
Yeah.
Christ came to die, his Christ claimed the sky. His grace will save, plus his might sanctifies. As his workmanship, my crew cares to please him. Dude, there's a reason, it's fruit-bearing season.
Okay.
We received the win, he gave his life for this. We've been freed from sin, but slaves of righteousness. Praise God, if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Praise God, if you're a saint that is saved, then you're being changed by his sanctification. Bless the Lord, if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Bless the Lord, if you're a saint that is saved, then you're being changed by his sanctification.
Yeah. Through faith, everything that happens to Christ happened to me. I'm happy to see his majesty adapting me gradually. I'm fabric keys, weaving me into his kingdom's tapestry. Imagine me spitting systematic theology practically. I'm asking the question that impacted me on a major level. How can a holy, righteous God save a rebel? The mystery is priceless. His decree is like this. Through Christ, he makes the wicked positionally righteous. No longer targets of his curses. He takes deceivers, makes them believers, and then sets them apart for his service.
Amen.
Not only just the reverence, we need to notice, brethren, the road that gets to heaven goes through Romans 6:11. Acknowledging as true what's already occurred. Christ died to send me to the Lord said in his word.
Right.
In Jesus we rest. We've been freed from the mess. By the Spirit, we put to death the misdeeds of the flesh.
Spirit.
I know my place. That's why I write my name in lowercase. The more I grow in his grace,
uh-huh,
the more he shows me his face.
Yes.
I thank him and praise him through his work, and I get to have this. My sanctification is more certain than death and taxes.
Yes.
Praise God, if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, if you're a saint that is saved, then you're being changed by his sanctification. Bless the Lord, if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Praise God, if you're a saint that is saved, then we're being changed by his sanctification.
He bore our sins in his body on the cross, so we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
He bore our sins in his body on the cross, so we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
That was Timothy Brindle and Shylan with the song called Sanctification. And if you would like to hear more from them or even get their albums, check them out on lampmode.com. That's LAMPMODE.com. And thank you for listening to Trippy Toll Radio. I'm your host, Melissa Cantrola. And next for that, playing another one. This one is from Guitar Boy 70 on YouTube, and this one is called My Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Here on Trippy Toll Radio.
Jesus Christ, and I would say I have never believed in Jesus Christ as much as I have since I'm a Baha'i.
Oliver says he believes in Jesus Christ, yet he isn't a Christian. How can this be? The problem is that our friend Oliver has a different Jesus. He's not talking about the Jesus of the Bible. It's kind of like this. If a stranger approaches you and says they know your buddy John, but all their facts about John are wrong, you could safely conclude that they're referring to a different John. Now, with that in mind, there are many religions that claim they know and believe in Jesus. But that doesn't mean they're referring to the same Jesus of the Bible. For example, Mormonism believes that Jesus was the spirit brother of Lucifer. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus was Michael the Archangel. That's not in the Bible either. Muslims believe Jesus was just a prophet. That's definitely not what the Bible teaches. And Baha'i teaches Jesus was simply a messenger. Notice how none of these religions teach what the Bible says, that Jesus was God in human flesh. You see, the real Jesus sparked more controversy than any other religious leader in history. He made radical claims. He spoke not from, but with authority. And with that same authority, he forgave people of their sins. He healed without medicine. He fed thousands from one boy's lunch. And he calmed the raging sea. His claims? He claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father but through him. He claimed to be the bread of life, the light of the world, the good shepherd, the true vine, and the resurrection and the life. And he was ultimately crucified because he claimed to be God. He was able to conquer death by rising from the grave, just as he said he would. How is that? Because he is the Christ, the Savior of the world, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is God incarnate. So, if someone comes to you talking about Jesus, but he doesn't sound like he's talking about the Jesus of the Bible, it's probably because he isn't.
Existence, the oceans and the moon. love your cousin, forbidden, bless your lust into women, and you can't hide your sins from him, nothing is hidden, you must trust that he's risen, and he was crushed for your sinning, and God will call you righteous, just and forgiven, don't stop your finesse, Jesus is Lord, God in the flesh, knees on the floor, drop and confess, he became poor, beaten and sore, to wash up your mess, receive him before you plot to your death, he who has an ear, let him hear,
let him hear.
Who has an ear, let him hear,
let him hear.
If Jesus rose from the grave, believers know that they're saved. They rest in his grace and never fear,
never fear.
He who has an ear, let him hear,
let him hear.
He who has an ear, let him hear,
let him hear.
If Jesus rose from the grave, believers know that they're saved. They rest in his grace and never fear. Sin disappoints and never does satisfy. Kid get the point, everyone has to die. But after this, we can live again without the help of Catholic priests, middlemen. Cause Christ is the way, the only door to the Father. And the horrible lava is more than a sauna. Even if you murder some men and cut knives, you can be saved if you trust Christ and turn from your sins. Cause on the cross, Jesus soaked up his anger. So instead of judge, he'll be your most loving savior. To restore us, the Lord poured his blood. So we could be with him forever in his world of love in heaven. You'll be seeing his beauty beaming. It's the greatest privilege for the human being. I can't wait till we cling and see the face of the King. So please come join us as we praise and we sing.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
How gracious is God that no one breaking his laws. Gave up a son to save us from facing his charge.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
Don't confess he's true, it's the best you'll do. If he can save me, then he can rescue you.
Now she's adopted. Her passion grows greater as she beholds him. Job title, hold. will fight against his will then. The Lord used her marriage and the Bible to reveal sin. Now she fights to kill sin. And the greatest joy is serving her husband as she's discipling her children. Right. While worldly mothers stress shopping for the new style, she's pouring into younger women Titus 2 style.
Okay.
Teaching others how to rightly see brothers and be mothers. And most of all, better Jesus lovers. That's a permanent shot. And by the grace of the Lord, yo, she's working it out. You running hard for the King.
I know that's right.
If Jesus did everything.
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you going to do?
Work it out.
You running hard for the King.
I know that's right.
If Jesus did everything.
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you going to do?
Work it out.
You running hard for the King.
I know that's right.
If Jesus did everything.
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you going to do?
Work it out.
You running hard for the King.
I know that's right.
If Jesus did everything.
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you going to do?
Work it out.
Yeah. Just want to encourage all my sisters. Yo, you don't have to conform to the ways of this world. I know you got all kinds of pressures, external ones, internal ones. But the Lord has promised in Philippians chapter 2 that you can work it out. Because it's God who's at work within you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Grace and peace to all my sisters in Chi-Town. Grace and peace to all my sisters in Denton, Dallas. Grace and peace to all my sovereign grace sisters. All my sisters in Philly. A pimp, what up, y'all? Grace and peace to all the elect ladies.
That was Shylin and him singing Work It Out. Before that, we had Timothy Brindle singing a song called Let Him Hear. And you're to me, Melissa Cantrell, here on Truth Be Told Radio. And what we got next for you is something from Go Fish. And this one's called Love Like This, here on Truth Be Told Radio.
Laid their weapons down for a love. I have a Bible that I read. I know the truth, and I believe. I go to church with my friends. I have a joy that never ends. Not because of anything I've done. There's a reason, and it's the only one.
That was Go Fish singing Saved, and before that, Love Like This here on Truth Be Told Radio. And what I'm going to do next is play another one from Guitar Boy 70 on YouTube, and this one is called Be Thou My Vision here on Truth Be Told Radio.
Be thou my best thought in the day.
once again, that's GuitarBoy70. That's his name on YouTube, 7070, GuitarBoy70. And that is a song called Be Thou My Vision here on Truth Be Told Radio. And what I'm going to do next is I'm going to play, it's Answers in Genesis. Usually they're done daily, but what I do is I upload all of them and I'm going to play them back to back for you, like one after the other. So please forgive me if it sounds a little repetitive, but they're good to listen to. Thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. And like I said, here's Answers in Genesis, and this is called The Foundational to Christian Doctrine, Part 1.
Genesis, it's foundational to doctrine. This is Ken Ham, publisher of the award-winning family magazine, Answers. What would you say if you were being asked about the doctrines Christians believe? For example, why do we believe in marriage? Why is there right and wrong? Why do we wear clothes? You see, it's important to have reasons for what we believe. In fact, the Apostle Peter tells us that God expects us to be ready to give answers because people will want to know why. If a Christian can't provide reasons for what he believes, his witness is weakened. So where should we go to find these answers? The first book of the Bible, of course. Genesis lays the foundation for every major doctrine in the Christian faith. Join me this week as we learn about how our understanding of Genesis impacts all Christian doctrine. Let's learn more tomorrow.
Do you know why we believe in marriage? Learn more when you visit our Bible-upholding website, answersingenesis.org. Find out more about doctrine at answersingenesis.org.
Man's opinions just aren't enough. This is Ken Ham, an Aussie transplant with a passion for God's Word and the Gospel. Yesterday we learned that if we aren't prepared to give reasons for what we believe, then our witness is weakened. But you know, many Christians don't know how to explain the fact that God's Word is true. And as a result, we have a generation of wishy-washy Christians who believe in many things, but they don't even know why. And without reasons for our faith, what do we have left? Well, man's opinions. You see, Christianity, unlike evolution, is not a blind faith. It's an objective one, and Christ is our object. He will reveal himself to those who come by faith. What's more, the answers to why we believe major doctrines are found in the pages of Scripture. Tomorrow, we'll learn what Scripture has to say about these issues.
How does Genesis impact Christian doctrine? You'll learn more when you visit our award-winning website, answersingenesis.org. You'll be encouraged at answersingenesis.org.
Genesis and marriage. This is Ken Ham, president of Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum. You know, when Jesus was asked questions about divorce, he immediately referred to the origin of marriage. He quoted from Genesis chapters 1 and 2, the foundation for the doctrine of marriage. And Genesis is clear that Adam and Eve became one flesh as husband and wife. And from that, we understand marriage to be between one man and one woman. God didn't create a man and a man or a woman and a woman. He created one man and one woman to be married for life. You know, today our secular world regularly challenges the biblical definition of marriage. Same-sex unions are being accepted by more states each year. But if we want to find out the biblical standard, start with the book of Genesis.
What does the Bible say about marriage? You'll find out when you visit our website, answersingenesis.org, and learn about the full-size ark we're building. Go to answersingenesis.org.
Why do we wear clothes? This is Ken Ham, author, speaker, and blogger on the Bible's reliability. This week we're discussing how the book of Genesis is the foundation for the major Christian doctrines. Have you ever considered why you wear clothes? Is it simply to keep warm? Actually, the reason for clothes is a moral one, and its basis is in Genesis. You see, when God made Adam and Eve, they were naked. But when sin entered the world, it distorted everything, including their nakedness. Adam and Eve felt shame, but God came to their rescue and made the first animal sacrifice, providing garments from its skin. Since then, clothing has been worn for modesty. You see, without a literal Adam and a literal fall, we wouldn't have a basis for understanding sin's effects, even on why we wear clothing.
How has sin affected the world? You'll find out when you visit our faith-affirming website, answersingenesis.org. you'll learn the cure for sin at answersingenesis.org.
Genesis explains sin's origin. This is Ken Ham, heading up the ministry building a full-size ark near Cincinnati. This week we've been learning how Genesis is the foundation for the major Christian doctrines. So why do we have laws and morality? Well, Genesis chapter 3 tells us that Adam, the first man, chose to rebel. He ate from the one tree God told him not to, and sin entered the world. Now, God gave us the law so we would understand what sin is all about, and that we're all sinners. The need for laws and morality goes right back to Genesis. And what's more, God sent us a Savior, His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, Christ died on the cross, becoming sin for us. And just as all die in Adam, so all who believe in Christ's atoning death and resurrection live in Him.
Want to know more about the good news of the gospel? Visit our Bible-upholding website, answersingenesis.org. Learn what Christ has done for us at answersingenesis.org.
Thanks for listening, Truth Be Told Radio. And like I said, I was Answers in Genesis. And like I said, if you want to find out more about them, go to answersingenesis.org. And thanks for listening, Truth Be Told Radio. What I'm going to play for you next is called It's About the Cross, and this is Go Fish singing it.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not just about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. Oh, not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have
about the cross.
That was Bad Move by Lil Fish. Sorry, I was chewing on a donut. let's see. Next, we're going to play a song. This one is Lord of Patience here on Truth Be Told Radio by Shyla.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. It's because of his righteousness that we pray you receive this. Lord, you're holy, we shouldn't even be in your presence. Due to our sin, we don't deserve the least of your blessings. But through the cross and believing that Jesus is risen, even the worst of sinners can be redeemed and forgiven. I'm living proof when I say this, and these are truthful statements. You're beautiful when displaying your unusual patience. You take the blasphemous, pridefully stuck in our blindness, instead of smashing us, decided to love us with kindness. Even with unbelievers facing your terror, you slow up, like when you waited patiently in the era of Noah. We know that with you a day is just like 1,000 years. So does that mean for every sin you cry 1,000 tears? Who can record your graces, adored through scores of ages? Your reward is the nations, for you are the Lord of patience. Praise you, Lord. Know that everything we owe you, and when we reflect on the time before we came to know you, how we were unbelievers, committing tons of treason. We had 100 reasons why we wouldn't come to Jesus, but they were all excuses, because our thoughts were useless. That's what the dark produces. Father, you already knew this. We were foolish and clueless, just as ruthless as Judas. Who knew that you would choose to pursue us and move to woo us? So after waiting with patience as we would run from you, you acted invaded our faith so that we would come to you. Your law exposed our sins so that we would know the danger and take refuge in the only Savior who's slow to anger. And as our teary eyes beheld the cross of our King, we understood the true meaning of long-suffering. Who can record your graces, adored through scores of ages? Your reward is the nations, for you are the Lord of patience. So patient, Lord. The thing that is amazing to us is that you still continue to display your patience to us. Through all our stumbles and falls and our idolatry, through all our grumbling and all of our hypocrisy, our self-righteousness with brothers and sisters were hostile, our unforgiveness, all because we're just missing the gospel. We should be slow to anger, but your word was slow to hear it. Oh Father, help us please, we truly need your Holy Spirit. He is the only person who can shape this fruit within us. We pray the risen Savior who is able to present us, Jesus, without an ounce of blame, with zero doubt or shame. Lord Jesus, down you came from heaven to announce your reign in the hearts of your people, and now we have the truth, and gladly choose to praise you for all of your attributes. Who can record your graces, adored through scores of ages? Your reward is the nations, for you are the Lord of patience.
Lord of patience.
Lord of patience.
I'm sovereign God, you are the Lord of
All right, Go Fish guys, I have the perfect part for you and all the kids to sing. Now, I'm going to sing it, and you and the kids just sing it back to me. You ready? everybody.
Once again, that was Go Fish, and that was singing the song called Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, here on Truth Be Told Radio. If you want to find out more about us, we got a website at truthbetoldradio.com, truthbetoldradio.com. Got some more about me and other stuff about the show. And my personal website, though, is smilesandstuff.com, smilesandstuff.com, smilesandstuff.com. And we also got a Facebook page for Truth Be Told Radio. Just look up Truth Be Told Radio. And for Twitter, it's Truth Be Told Radio, but it's just the letter B, not B-E. So Truth, the letter B, Told Radio, because wouldn't let me put the whole thing. So that's what we got. And mine is Bond Servant for JC, BONDSERVANT. The number 4, JC, Bond Servant for JC on Twitter. And I got a Facebook page, too. Look me up as Melissa A. Cantrilla. That's M-E-L-I-S-S-A. And then the middle initial A, and Cantrilla is spelled C-A-N-C-H-O-L-A. Once again, thanks for listening to me, Melissa Cantrilla, on Truth Be Told Radio. And what I'm going to play for you next is, this is called The Humility of Christ, here on Truth Be Told Radio.
Here's Timothy Brindle. This one's called Humility, and it's off the Killing Sin Project.
Forever before the creation, all through with Satan, the Son was with the Spirit and Father in glorification. Before worship of fine angels above, the Trinity was in a perfect triangle of love. Still with no one else, no need for others, cause God is self-sufficient, fulfilled within himself. Then we can only guess the conversation, but the Son agreed to rescue those the Father gave him. And although this Lord should be worshipped, he volunteered to take upon the form of a servant. The Father commanded, yet asked him to come. So now let's examine the fashion it was done. Let me ask you if you seem confused with this. God passed through his own creature's uterus. I admit this is odd, yet the Bible can persuade me. An omnipotent God crying as a baby? No doctors around, no spot could be found to give birth to a child. The only option in town was to be born in a feeding trough with breeding cows and feces. The scene was foul, it wasn't fancy but raunchy. How the Son of God was born next to camels and donkeys. What an awesome feat to drop so deep and cop the sheep. He then stepped down, he took a quantum leap. And I'm amazed how God, infinite in wealth, put aside his fame and limited himself to time and space and eyes and legs. He died to save a violent race whose sin would bring him hell. And assume that this could be, God became a man penetrating into human history. But he did it completely opposite. So people missed it, to be specific, the legalistic thought the king would be the richest. And we know we like commodities, but the possessor of all riches chose a life of poverty. Wait, it's not the descendant of David, is this? Yes, and he's descended the greatest distance. He chilled with sinners and tax robbers, amongst his creatures who to him were grasshoppers. He dwelt with the lower class, lowly men, and those known as trash were his chosen kin. And the unbelieving Jews were sick of him. They said, he runs with a team of stupid fishermen, and speaks to Samaritans and barbarians. Pharisees stared at him with harsh arrogance. It's shown when the Savior took notice of beggars, healed the blind and sick and those with lowest of wages. He even touched those with leprosy, which was seen as the most disgusting known infection. See, wait, are you kidding me? Watch Jesus go low and watch Peter's souls. What great humility. See, the second person of the Trinity came down to rescue workers of iniquity. Check his earthly ministry. He didn't make a bed. He had no place to lay his head. But he became bound to his own law. But we found no flaw. Was from a rugged town so raw.
slumbered and slept, hungered and wept and sweated. Plunged to our depth, the sum of our depths pathetic. The humblest yet, the humblest depth that's dreaded. The sun is our rest, come under him, get his credit. No question that he's COD, but he laid aside the full expression of his deity. Insert the chasm, no words can fathom how God walked this earth, which is cursed from Adam. No question that you're G-O-D, but you laid aside the full expression of your deity. Insert the chasm, no words can fathom how you walked this wicked earth. He was falsely condemned by Jews and filthy pagans. Now the cross, the peak of his humiliation. No discussion, surely best remove him. He got the most disgusting form of execution. He who sits upon the throne and rules was kicked and stomped and spit upon by Roman fools. Despised by Israel, tried by sinful souls, but was silent when struck by violent imbeciles. And Jesus was able to call down legions of angels, but he was too faithful, gracious and patient with him. Yet he was hated and forsaken by men like Jews. They hated his soul. Judas betrayed him for gold. When it was tough, his crew was afraid, so they rolled. Suckers, they murked him. This suffering servant was beat up and looked like he was cut by a surgeon. Slaughtered, bleeding, gushing, oozing blood. The Father pleased to crush him whom he loved. So he probably didn't even feel the crown and nails. He had to suffer more than that to bring down the veil. Our eyes are haughty and our lives are naughty. The Holy Christ bore our sins inside his body. Yeah, his veins they burst, but no one's pain was worse. Cause the one who made the earth became a curse. And he was one with the Father's essence. But on the cross, the God of heaven cut off his presence. So I can't share any language that can rightly describe the Christ's despair and his anguish. So forever will I tell, in 3 hours Christ suffered more than any sinner ever will in hell. He who had infinite joy and pleasure became a man of sorrow so we can join forever. He took a cosmic plunge to arms some lungs. On the cross he came to God a sponge to soak up his wrath so the wicked wouldn't be sifted and blown into chaff.
Who is like
the Savior. The human race as a whole was infected, yeah. But for those you have chosen
wasn't elected. You made a promise and it was accomplished when the chief cornerstone was rejected. We see him dying on the cross for our evil, when he appeared to be soft and feeble. In actuality, he holds the galaxies in his hands, he's exalted and regal. When we believe, you are faithful to save us, and that means you'll be faithful to change us. And the spirit of Jesus will keep us till you make us holy and blameless. From the things you say, you don't budge. You're faithful to save and you're faithful to judge. The God who was just became one of us. The faithful God is the God we can trust. We can't trust us, on you we rely. Everything we need, Lord, you will supply. Even when we're faithless, you remain faithful. You cannot deny yourself.
Once again, that's Chime In singing Faithful God here on Truth Be Told Radio. And thanks for listening to us. And now I'm going to play a song, one of my favorites by Chime In. It's called Penelope Jet here on Truth Be Told Radio.
Good morning, boys and girls. Okay, I need you to settle down now. Guess what? I have a story for you. It's about a little girl. You ready? Once upon a time, in a distant land, far beyond the sea, where there lived no man or woman. In fact, lo and behold, the oldest person there was only 12 years old, because all the grown-ups had washed away in a flood. One town in particular there was called Mud, because every sister, cousin, and brother, from head to toe in mud, they were covered. But anyway, in this town called Mud, there lived a little girl named Penelope Judd. Now Penelope was a very sad, sad girl, because she was living in a bad, bad world, where kids teased each other and acted really mean. They lied, cheated, and stole, and their speech was obscene. With no grown-ups around, nobody was really wise, so every kid did what was right in their own eyes. Penelope would cry, like every single day. No matter what she did, the tears wouldn't go away. But deep down in her heart, she hoped it would get better, because of what her grandpa had written in the letter. He said, "Penelope, it's great news that I bring. On the mountaintop, there lives a great king. The king has a son, and being a proud father, he's gonna throw the prince a huge party in his honor. But the good part, and I hope it gets you excited, Penelope Judd, you're officially invited. He's sending a dog, he'll tell you all you need to know. Just have your bags packed and be ready to go." It had been such a long time Penelope was waiting. She wondered if the letter was true or just faking. But one day she was playing outside, and to a great surprise, the dove had arrived. He said,
"Off we go, with no delay. Don't let nobody try to make you stay. We're gonna see the king, we're on our way. And all the old things gonna pass away.
Your turn,
off
your turn.
We go, with no delay. Don't let nobody try to make you stay. We're gonna see the king, we're on our way. And all the old things gonna pass away."
The dove told her that he was sent by the king. If she wanted to go, she had to run and grab her things. Penelope said, "Okay, I'll be right back." Ran into the house and came back out with her knapsack. The dove said,
"Penelope, the party is in a day. Stay alert, follow me, and I'll lead the way."
So as he flew and
Penelope walked the path. She waved goodbye to her friends and they started to laugh. They said that she was silly for following the dove just to go to some stupid party up above. Penelope and the dove continue on their way, but then she got sad cause part of her wanted to stay. But then she thought to herself, why would I want to stay? Cause all they do is play in the mud all day. And while they're doing that, I'm going to see the king. It made Penelope so happy she started to sing. She said,
off I go with no delay, and ain't nobody gonna make me stay. I'm going to see the king, I'm on my way, and all the old things gonna pass away. Your turn.
Walking for a long time, they reached the foot of the mountain and they started to climb. Penelope got scared, not sure if she could keep going because the mountain was very, very steep. On top of that, it was now dark outside. The dove said,
keep your eyes on me, I'll be your guide.
Getting to the top was a difficult trip, but the dove was there to pick her up whenever she slipped. And she was so excited when they got near the top that she didn't even stop when her knapsack dropped. The dove led her to the palace and said,
farewell, see you inside.
He flew away, Penelope rang the bell. A huge angel answered, looked her up and down. She knew something was wrong because he had a big frown.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here for the party. I have an invitation.
He said,
I'm so sorry. There's no way that I can let you through these doors. The king won't let anyone dirty up his floor.
She didn't understand, so without coming near her, he reached into his pocket and he pulled out a mirror. And for the very first time, she saw that she was dirty. The palace was spotless. She knew she wasn't worthy. As the angel continued,
I'm sorry, little friend.
A voice inside the party said,
you can let her in.
The next thing she knew, the prince himself was at the door. He looked at her, smiled, and said,
there's room for one more.
He reached out and touched her. Instantly, she was clean, wearing the brightest robe that she had ever seen. If the mud kids had seen it, they would have gone blind. Would you get it? She asked. He said,
actually, it's mine.
And as he let her in through the palace door, he sang the sweetest song she ever heard before. He said,
long ago, laid aside my crown, became a mud kid, traveled to your town. They kicked me out, didn't want me around, but those who love me get to share my crown.
Your turn.
Long ago, laid aside my crown, became a mud kid, traveled to our town. They kicked me out, didn't want me
together like a cable knit sweater.
Together, together, together,
yeah.
awesome. Okay. See you practicing.
That's the lads with the song called Cable Knit Sweater. I got that music because they belong to the same record label as Go Fish. Even though I like Go Fish more, I think they're better with Theology as far as I know. But that was a fun song that I like from them, so I played that. And I hope you like it. And you can check them out. To the lads on the internet. Check the, thanks for, I think their website's just thelads.com, but I'm not totally sure. Thanks for listening, Truth Be Told Radio. And next, what I'm going to do for you is, let's see, I'm going to play a song that is called, where is it? It's called All Consuming Fire, and this is Shylin on Truth Be Told Radio.
The glory of God not honored, the holiness of God not reverenced, the greatness of God not admired, the power of God not praised, the truth of God not sought, the wisdom of God not esteemed, the beauty of God not treasured, the goodness of God not savored, the faithfulness of God not trusted, the commandments of God not obeyed, the justice of God not respected, the wrath of God not feared, the grace of God not cherished, the presence of God not prized, the person of God not loved. That is sin.
Come on.
There's
only
the mountains and
back
to the fallen.
Please don't refuse the wonder of God.
Yeah,
he's calling. God's wrath, we see it openly explained. So mindful of its gravity, this poetry is plain. A frightful catastrophe, his foes will be in pain. Stifle their anatomy and souls will be sustained. Recycled supernaturally and locally contained. The spiteful would be glad to see God's potency restrained. Noticeably profane, they're supposed to be ashamed. They joke like it's a game, they're woefully deranged. Maniacal, they're actually opposed to Jesus' reign. His rightful mastery of the whole of his domain. Not tribal, but massively and globally ordained. He died to make us happily devoted to his fame. His rivals with their strategies, the prideful with their apathy. Their idols and their blasphemies will only see the flames. Denial of his majesty is totally insane. The title of his masterpiece is holy as his name. Yes, he's gonna burn it away. The holy burning the blade. Eternal the day. Somebody come on.
That was All Consuming Fire. That Shyla seen that. If you want to find out more about him, well, first off, his name is spelled Shyinnne. And he is on Lamp Mode recording label, LAMPMODE, along with Timothy Brindle, who we play on here also. And speaking of that, let's see. I'm going to play a song. This one is called, let's see if I can find it. Timothy Brindle and him singing The Excellency of Christ here on Truth Be Told Radio. Wait, I think I might play that one. Sorry. Let's see. I want to make sure I don't play one of that I already played. So this one is going to be Shylan, and this one is called False Teachers. Here, I'll truth be told to you.
1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. Special dedication to my brothers and sisters on the great continent of Africa, the saints in Malawi, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Don't be deceived by what America's sending y'all,
yeah,
man.
Let me begin. While there's still ink left in my pen, I'm set to contend. For truth, you can bet will offend. Deception within. The church, man, who's letting them in. We talked about this years ago. Let's address it again. Yeah, and I ain't really trying to start beef. But some who claim to be part of the sheep got some sharp teeth. And cats get mean when you criticize them. But Jesus told us, Matthew 7:16, we can recognize them. And God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. So there's nothing left for me to do except to speak to you in the spirit of Jude 3 and 2 Peter 2. And I know that some will label me a Pharisee, because today the only heresy is saying that this heresy. I'll dare to be specific and drop some clarity on the popularity of the gospel of prosperity. Turn off TBN, that channel is overrated. The pastors speak bogus statements, financially motivated. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme. Visualize heretics Christianizing the American dream. It's foul and deceitful, they're lying to people, teaching that camels squeeze through the eye of a needle. Ungodly and wicked, ask yourself, how can they not be convicted? Treating Jesus like a lottery ticket. And you're thinking they're not the dangerous type, because some of the statements are right. That only proves that Satan comes as an angel of light. This teaching can't be believed without a cause. The lie is you can achieve a crown without a cross. And I hear it all the time when they speak on the block. Even unbelievers are shocked how they're fleecing the flock. It should be obvious then. Yeah, I'll explain why it's sin. Peep, the Bible is sin. 1 Timothy 6:9-10.
It talks about how the desire for riches has left many souls on fire in stitches, mired in ditches. Tell me, who would teach you to pursue as a goal the very thing that the Bible says will ruin your soul, huh? Yet they're encouraging the love of money. To make it worse, they've exported this garbage into other countries. My heart breaks even now as I'm rhyming. You wanna know what all false teachers have in common?
What?
It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. Don't be deceived by this funny biz. If you come to Jesus for money, then he's not your God.
Money is.
Jesus is not a means to an end.
No.
The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin. And that is the message forever I'll yell. Down. If you're living your best life now, you're headed for hell.
Talk to him.
Joel Osteen.
False teacher.
Let him know.
Preston Dollar is a false teacher.
Well to well.
Benny Hinn is a false teacher.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
T.D. Jakes is a false teacher.
Tell the truth.
Joyce Meyer is a false teacher.
Let him know.
Paula White is a false teacher.
Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
Keep going.
Fred Price is a false teacher.
Tell the truth.
Kenneth Copeland is a false teacher.
Who else, who else?
Robert Tilton is a false teacher.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to them.
Eddie Long is a false teacher.
Let him know.
Juanita Bynum is a false teacher.
Who else, who else?
Paul Krause is a false teacher.
Use your discernment, let the Bible lead.
But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 2, 1-3.
Well, that's just about it for Truth Be Told Radio. Thanks for listening. Remember, find us on Facebook and Twitter. And also, our main site is truthbetoldradio.com. Find out our information. And even, like, if we have guests or anything coming up. And I am Melissa Cantrola. And, like I said, this is Truth Be Told Radio. But we're going to go out as we came in with the V-I-B-L-E by Go Fish. And thanks for listening again. And bye for now.
B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me.
It's in there.